Pesticides applied to crops and lawns sometimes drift in the air for miles, harming plants and trees on public land or other farms. As IPM's Abigail Botar reports, there's often no recourse for those with damaged plants.
Walking through a greenhouse at Sola Gratia Farm, manager John Williams shows me some tomato plants that tower over us. He points to the plant's curled leaves and says they were damaged by dicamba. It's an herbicide prone to drifting miles away from where it was originally sprayed.
Often the plant's response to that, getting hit with that pesticide, is aborting fruit, just aborting flowers before they get pollinated.
Williams says he's made complaints to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for years, but has been told there's nothing they can do if the pesticide wasn't sprayed on adjacent land. In a statement, the department says dicamba use must comply with federal and state restrictions, but experts say even then, dicamba can still drift for miles. I'm Abigail Botar, IPM News.